This morning, our theme is contentment and hope, or confidence and hope. But the special theme this morning has to do with what a difference being a Christian or a believer makes. Perhaps I should say believer, since we're in the Old Testament, but it's the same idea. Being a believer, being a Christian, what a difference it makes. And when we start with the first verse of this psalm, it's a prayer by David, similar in theme to what we had last week. David is in distress, possibly because of the rebellion by his son Absalom, and he is fleeing from Jerusalem. He's in trouble. He's in difficulty. But if we look at the first verse even, and my first point is this, that this difference is borne out in the personal relationship with God. What a difference it makes to have a personal relationship with God. I want you to think about this for a moment. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. David is praying and he's expecting an answer. David is praying, God, he trusts, will answer him. That speaks to us of a relationship. It isn't that David thinks something about God. He is crying out to God. He's addressing him. He is speaking to him. He gives evidence of a personal relationship with God. And this personal relationship is based on past experience. You have given me relief when I was in distress. It's based on past experience. We remember David saying when he was facing Goliath in that memorable incident when he slew the Philistine champion. He said, the Lord has helped me when I faced a bear, when I faced a lion. God has protected me. God has answered my cry for help. And of course, he helped him on that occasion. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Now pause here a moment. Do you and I pray for help from God? And is our prayer based on previous experience? The Christian, the believer, is someone who has experienced God. God's deliverance, God's salvation, God's answer to prayer. And so we can say, like David, be gracious to me and hear my prayer. God can be known. The Christian knows God. So the first thing I have to say to you this morning is this: what a difference it makes to have a personal relationship with God compared to people who do not seek God, who don't claim to be believers, and even those who do claim to be believers or Christian, but are merely attending ceremonies and events, carrying out observances, following a Christian calendar, attending a church. What a difference it makes to have a personal experience of God. Do you have that? Do I have that? The Christian knows God, and because he knows God, he turns to him in crisis, not to man. And God, knowing that God can and does change things, God can and does answer prayer. But secondly, in this psalm, we read of those who have a different idea about God. The unbeliever has a different idea about God. And notice I use these words difference or different time after time. The unbeliever has a different idea of God. David turns here in the psalm from the prayer closet to the field of conflict. He is speaking, as it were, to those who are fighting against him, fighting against God, people who don't believe, people who are rebels against the king and rebels against God. O men, how long shall my honor be turned into shame? Honor to shame. Is that what is happening in the world today in relation to Christian things or in relation to God? People who see the works of God but pervert them, who change them. Creation to evolution. Religious observance to empty ritual. God's ordained way to a pretense. I once on holiday went to Lourdes. I never want to go again. It was like Blackpool without the Rock. Every shop, every little booth had images and colored lights and little fancy things you could buy that spoke of religion. Lights that twinkled, little crucifixes, little miracles. It was just stomach-wrenching turning. Turning the glory of God, turning the reality into shame. It can be the same in any religious context, in any church. It is so easy for us to turn things that God has ordained into things that are a mere pretense, that please men, vain words and lies, taking God's name in vain. Messages that are not based on Scripture. Preaching good works, a moral code. Or in the tradition I come from, the enjoyment of singing for its own sake. People who will sing hymns until the cows come home, but they've no interest in what those hymns speak of. O men, how long shall my honor be turned into shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? Vain words. Vain words. They can be vain words if we sing a hymn without meaning it. And then we come to the next verse, which says that Christians are different. But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord has set apart, he has taken the godly and he's separated them for himself, to keep them to himself. What, hence the word holy, separate, set apart. When we have something special, you want to set it apart. If you have some ornament that you treasure, and if children come to visit, you put them a little bit higher, out of arm's reach. You set them apart because you want to keep them safe and sound. The Lord has set the godly apart. He wants to keep them safe, set apart, and holy. And holy for himself. Oh, they're to be specially God's own people. Are you feeling this morning lonely and isolated? Feeling perhaps unloved? Just think of this, that God loves you and he wants you, and he wants you for himself. And he has spoken in your life, he has spoken into your life, he has dealt with your life so that you would respond to his overtures of love. He wants you for himself. He doesn't want you going after idols and vain words and shameful things. The Lord has set apart the godly for himself. There's a lovely passage in the book of Malachi which speaks of that separateness, that difference. Then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord paid attention and heard them. And a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day I make up my treasured possession, or my jewels in the Authorized Version. And I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. God says these people are special. They speak about the Lord. I'm listening. I can hear them. I've noted it. I've written it down in my book of remembrance, and they shall be mine, says the Lord. Christians are different. They are separate. They are holy. And their worship is to be different. David says here, look in verse 4, if you're looking at the ESV, you'll find these words, be angry and sin not. The original word there is tremble. And most translations have it tremble in awe rather than tremble in anger. I think this translator possibly thought of that passage in the New Testament that we're not to let the sun go down on our wrath, we're to be angry and sin not. But here perhaps the meaning is more tremble, be in awe and do not sin. Because he is speaking to the ungodly. They're not being exhorted of righteous anger. They're being exhorted to think of God, to ponder in your own hearts on your beds and be silent. Many a person has said to me, when I'm listening to sermons, I sometimes get quite annoyed with what the preacher has said and the way he seems to apply it to me. But I go home, and that night I think about it. And this is what the psalmist is saying. Go home, think about what God is saying and speaking. Ponder in your hearts, upon your beds, when you have a moment away from your friends and away from the world and away from the television programs, and you're lying there in bed and perhaps not sleeping, think about what you've heard. Think about these passages of Scripture and be silent. You know, we are full of words, but here's a time for meditation and quiet and to think of an application towards myself. And then verse 5, there we have meditation, and in verse 5, offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. And what we have here is the gospel. What is the right sacrifice for us today? It's the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, of his own person and body when he went to the cross to die in our place. And we trust him. Sacrifice and trust. There's the gospel. It was the gospel in the Old Testament. It's the gospel in the New. Sacrifice and trust. There were people who went to the tabernacle or to the temple with wrong sacrifices or wrong states of heart. And their sacrifices were not acceptable, but there was an acceptable sacrifice. But they had to do more than simply slay the animal. They had to trust the Lord. This is what David is saying, offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. In Psalm 51, he says that right sacrifice is a humble and contrite spirit and heart. And for you and me today then, I ask myself, the Lord Jesus has offered himself as my sacrifice. Do I trust in him? Do I believe in him and say, I must follow the Lord Jesus Christ? Difference in worship. The unbeliever doesn't follow this way. The unbeliever says, well, what I do hopefully will be good enough. The unbeliever says, I will follow some religion. I might even attend a Christian church and another kind of church. I'll do this or that or the other, and yet turning away all the while from the Lord Jesus Christ, the only name under heaven by which we might be saved. Difference in worship. And this brings me back then to my final point, which is where I started. What a difference being a believer makes. In verse 6, 7, and 8 now, we'll take these together. There are many who say, who will show us some good? They don't believe that prayer works. They don't believe that good will come of turning to God. They don't believe there will be answers. They don't believe what Christians believe. What good is that? What's the point of being religious or being a Christian? Why should we do this? Why should we do that? Who will show us some good? But the psalmist says, lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord. The believer knows God will smile upon him. His face will shine as we look to God. He lets us feel the light of the sunshine, as it were, of his face. The believer says here, the Christian, can know more joy than the worldling. You have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound. One Puritan says, Christ in the heart is better than corn in the barn. Christ in the heart is better than corn in the barn. The believer, with his faith, can know more joy than the Beckhams of this world, or the oligarchs, or the celebrities, or those who have much and enjoy the things of the world. The believer, incredible as it is, can know something far more profound and deeper than that. Can know hope for the future. Can know real peace, real joy. And verse 8 says, in peace, we have this peace and contentment. In peace I will both lie down and sleep. Those of you here last Sunday, do you remember David saying in Psalm 3, I lay down and slept, I woke again, for the Lord sustained me. And it's spoken as a psalm of a morning psalm. This psalm is described as an evening hymn or an evening psalm. I will go to bed. I will lie down and sleep. I will be safe in the Lord's arms. In peace, I'm secure. And I will be able to trust in God when I lie down and sleep. Remember again David's circumstances. People out to kill him. People pursuing him, his own son leading that rebel army, and David fleeing, and now he needs rest, and he will sleep because he is sustained. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. If you've known the sacrifice of Jesus Christ as being for you, if you've trusted Jesus as your Savior, you can be secure and peaceful and content, have joy and rest. And I trust that we will sleep tonight and every other night easily. And when the day comes that we enter that eternal sleep, we will say with the hymn writer, He will keep me till the river rolls its waters at my feet. Then he'll bear me safely over till the loved ones I will meet, kept safe in Jesus. This morning, dear friend, I trust you'll go home contented and peaceful, having found Christ. Or that you will go home and lie silently on your bed in awe of God and pray that Jesus will reveal himself to you, that you may find him and trust him. Amen.